I thought I was in the opera house.
我以为我是在歌剧院里面。
So many of you opera singers.
你们有这么多会唱歌剧的人。
Sounded like Luciano Pavarotti.
好像像帕罗罗蒂这个歌唱家一样。
Well, in the late 19th century, an Italian songwriter wrote that song.
在一八几几年的末后，有一个意大利的作者写的这首诗歌。
How many of you know the original title? The secular song.
你们有多少人知道他以前的题目？
There you go. You want to sing it for us, William?
又唱我们的太阳。
Oh, solo mio.
我的太阳。
A love song that says, Oh, my sunshine.
我喜欢他说到我的日光。
So some brother got saved and he was an evangelist and a singer.And he put together those Christian words. He sang it, and people got saved throughout the whole auditorium.
有一位弟兄，他得救了。他是一个传福音的，他也是一位诗人。他把这首诗歌谱了新的词，他唱了很多，让很多人得救。
And so it gives away my theme for the weekend, which is the love of God.
这就泄露了我今天的题目，就是神的爱。
And our focus is going to be basically in the Gospel of John, but also the first letter of John.
我们今天我们的注意力是在约翰福音，也会读一点约翰一书。
So just a couple of love messages from the Lord. We look in John chapter 13.
我们有一点从我们主来的爱的信息是在约翰福音第十三章。
John chapter 13 starts a whole new section of the gospel.
约翰福音的十三章开始了一个崭新的一段。
It's a section written to us as believers.
是向我们这些信主的人写的。
No unbeliever can enter in from John 13 through 17.
没有那些不信主的人，他们可以进到十三到十七章这里的。
And in some ways, it's John's most precious message for us as Christians in his gospel.
这是约翰在这段福音里面向我们这些基督徒里面最宝贵的一段话。
So Jesus knew that the night before Passover would be his last night on earth before leaving this world to return to the Father's side. All throughout his time with his disciples, Jesus had demonstrated a deep and tender love for them. And now he longed to show them the full measure of his love.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Then we go down to verses 3-5.
我们再读第三、第五节。
Now Jesus was fully aware that the Father had placed all things under his control, for he had come from God and was about to go back to be with him. So he got up from the meal and took off his outer robe,And took a towel and wrapped it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin, began to wash the disciples' dirty feet, and dry them with his towel.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的毛巾擦干。
And then jumping down to verse 34.
然后我们再跳到34节。
So I give you a new commandment. Love each other just as much as I have loved you. For when you demonstrate the same love I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you are my true followers.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Our Lord, we come to unite and confess, Oh, how we love you.
主，我们今天来到你的面前，我们要坦白地说，我们何等的爱你。
This is a classic song we sang tonight.
我们唱了一个经典的一个诗歌。
Down from your glory,
从你的荣耀降下
all the way to Calvary,
一直到加利利山
and now all the fullness of glory dwells in him.
所有的荣耀的丰盛都住在他的里面
As we have an opportunity tonight to look upon our loving Savior,
愿我们今天晚上有一个机会，我们来看 爱我们的那位救主。
We pray that the Holy Spirit would burn him into our hearts.
我们在这里祈求圣灵把他作为烙印烙在我们的心里。
All of us confess that we often come short of the love of God.
我们必须坦白，我们经常亏缺了你的爱。
There seems to be more detours that cause us to leave His first love.
让我们有很多的绕路、绕远，让我们离开起初的爱。
Return us to that love during this weekend. We pray.
使我们恢复到那起初的爱里面，在这个周末，我们是如此的祷告。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。Amen. Amen.
Sharing about the love of God is a pretty difficult topic.
我们交通到神的爱是非常难的一个题目。
And especially when you speak it to people who talk about the love of God all the time.
尤其是你向着那些经常讲神的爱的那些人来讲。
You know, I'm not sure you realize the tremendous blessing it is that you have.
我不知道你们有没有认识到你们得到的是何等的大的一个祝福。
We break bread and remember the Lord every week.
我们每个主日我们都擘饼，我们纪念主。
This is a great treasure for us.
对我们来说是一个极大的宝藏。
As our brother was even sharing this afternoon, you know, Christians so quickly get away from the very center of the reality of Christ's love.
就像我们弟兄下午交通到的，我们很快的，我们就从主他的爱的中心离开。
But it's certainly hard to forget the Lord's love when we break the bread every week and remember His sacrifice, isn't it?
但是当我们每周我们都擘饼纪念他的为我们的牺牲的时候，就让我们很难忘记他对我们的爱。
So when we get together as a group as we are here, I'm tempted for us just to get around in a circle, talk about God's love.
所以当我们在这里聚集的时候，我觉得我们可能要坐在围成一圈，我们才能讲神的爱。
As Paul says, we canComprehend together the height and depth and width and breadth of the love of God.
像保罗说的，我们能够一起来明白神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
It's also hard because I'm not that emotional as a person, actually.
对我来说也很难，因为我不是一个情感很外露的人。
I think many of you.I'm much more like Mary than I am. I'm more like the Martha person. You know?
我想你们很多人可能更像玛利亚，我更像马大一样。
But I do have love for my Lord Jesus.
但是我对着我的主耶稣，我实在爱他。
And perhaps even this weekend, as we share, this love can be deepened in all of our lives.
特别在这个主周末，让我们的向着主的爱能够更加深。
Now I am 80 years old.
我们弟兄已经八十岁了。
And I can only deal with about one burden at a time. That's my max.
我只能一刻一时只能对有一样的负担。
Now the reason I'm sharing this thing of the love of God is because it's something that's come on my heart as a result of Bible study.
我今天要跟大家交通神的爱，因为是我们最近查经让我生出这样一个负担。
You know, there's a group of Christians in New York City who will receive a great reward for putting up with me on week-by-week Bible study.
你知道在纽约市那里面有一群的基督徒，他们容忍我每个星期我们一起来读经查经。
And for most of 2024, these dear saints have listened to me going through verse by verse the Gospel of Matthew.
在2024年全年他们来容忍我一节一节的我们一起读马太福音。
The Gospel of Matthew socks us in the face with the kingdom of the heaven.
马太福音就把我们的一下子吸到这个天国的里面。
You can't read it without hearing repent.
你读它的时候你不得不一直在听，你要悔改悔改。
The kingdom of the heavens suffers violence.
说是神的国近了。
And if you're going to gain the kingdom, you have to store up treasures in heaven, not on earth.
你要进神的国，你必须把你的宝贝藏在天上，而不是藏在地上。
You got to count the cost.
你要数算你的代价。
You got to take up the cross.
你要背起十字架。
Now the poor saints in New York are all fallen down on the ground by now.
那些可怜的基督徒们，他们都已经要倒在地上了。
The kingdom of the heavens, the gospel of Matthew is a tremendously powerful gospel.
天国和马太福音是一个非常宏大的一卷福音书。
So I was thinking, you know, the saints need a little balance to the Gospel of Matthew.
我觉得这些圣徒们他们可能需要与这个马太福音平衡的一点的东西。
Because having a ministry, I don't know if it's in the spirit or not, I'm pounding them deeper into the ground every week with the Gospel of Matthew.
因为我们在那里每个星期我就在那里击打他们，把他们一步一步的捶打到这个地上。
The saints in New York City are about to say like the disciples, well then who can be saved?
然后那些基督徒他们像这些门徒一样说，那谁这样还能得救呢？
And so recently, I was reading a New Testament paraphrase that's called the Passion Translation.
最近我在读有一个新约的一个译本，叫做受难译本。
The verses I read tonight were from that translation.
我们今天刚才读的就是从那个译本里面挑出来的。
And I would call it more of a paraphrase than a literal translation.
我觉得是更多的是转述而不是一个真正的原版。
I actually think the translators began in the book of Psalms and then went to Isaiah and then did the New Testament.
我觉得他可能是先从诗篇开始，然后到以赛亚，然后才开始翻译新约。
But one of the things that they did that has an anointing to it is the Gospel of John and the first letter of John.
他们在做的当中好像有圣灵的膏油，尤其是在约翰福音和约翰一书那里。
And they give us a whole new perspective to the Gospel of John, which is something I'd like to share this weekend.
让我们看见约翰福音里面一个崭新的视角，是我们今天晚上要交通的。
You know, in recent days, now this is a little bit of donkey work.But there's a discussion going on among Bible translators and scholars.
在最近好像有一点这个争论，在这个讲到这个讲圣经的这个学者他们中间。
And it has to do with what the word agape means.
他讲到这个爱加倍这个词到底是什么意思。
Now you know that's the Greek word for love.
你们知道这是希腊文里面的讲到这个爱这个词。
But you see, here's one of the things that's happened in the last 25 years.
在过去的25年间
more and more true Jewish scholars have recognized Jesus as the Messiah.
越来越多的犹太人的学者们他们认识到基督就是那个弥赛亚。
You know, you might be interested to know, there are some translations of the New Testament in modern Hebrew.
你们也知道在有些是用现在的希伯来文来翻译的圣经。
But anyway, the point of the discussion and among the scholars is, what does agape really mean?
但是在这些学者中间他们的这个讨论就是爱加倍是什么意思。
You see, the power of this word agape has been lost by many Christians.
你看到爱加倍这个词在很多基督徒里面它的真正的含义已经失落了。
The passion of the word has been taken out.
这里面的激情已经被挪去了。
You see, in contemporary theology, where they have a God who is so transcendent, up above the clouds,
在现代神学里面有这样一位神，他是那样的超越，他是在远在天际以上。
This eternal all-knowing God
是一个永远的，他全有、全知、全丰的神。
Because he agaped us, he sent Jesus to die for us.
因为他用着他神圣的爱，他差遣耶稣到我们中间。
Now many Christian scholars have therefore implied that agape is self-sacrificing love.
所以很多的圣经学者他们就认为爱加倍这个词就是代表着牺牲自己的爱。
But because God is such a transcendent being, there's not much about emotion.
但是因为神是那样一位超越的存在，所以没有很多的情感。
They pulled out the word desire or affection out of this word agape.
他们把渴慕和喜爱这个含义从爱加倍这个词里面取出去了。
So agape is it's a self-giving act that God did that brought salvation to us.
他们就认为爱加倍就是神自己把自己付出的一个举动而已，来带来我们的救恩。
So just as an example, when I went to seminary, agape was seen in a, it was explained this way.
举个例子，当我读神学院的时候，爱加倍这个词它是这样被解释的。
Only God has agape.
只有神才有爱加倍这个爱。
Only he has this self-giving magnanimous love.
只有他自己才能把他自己付出有这样的一个宽宏的爱。
We may have phileo affection, we may have erotic eros love, passion, but only God has agape.
我们可能有我们世俗的爱，我们有情感的爱，但是只有神才有神圣的爱加倍的爱。
Now that sounds good, and I believed that for a long time.
听起来很不错，我一直以来都是这样信的。
Until I studied the word for myself in the New Testament.
只有直到我开始读新约圣经我自己的时候，
When all else fails, just look up the word.
当所有的方式都没有办法了，你就去读神的话。
And it turns out that many times the word agape is used in the New Testament, and it's not talking about God's love at all. It's talking about man's love.
在很多时候，爱加倍这个词在新约圣经里面用到的是不仅是用到神的身上，而且也用到人的身上。
So as an example, when John says, love not the world, that's agape, not the world.
比方说，当约翰说不要爱这个世界，他用到的这个词就是爱加倍这个词。
Paul says, Demas agape the present world.
就像保罗说，你不要爱现在这个世代。
You cannot serve God and mammon, for either you will agape one and despise the other.
你不能又爱马门又爱神，你不能侍奉一个又侍奉另外一个。
And the light shines, but the darkness does not. Wait a minute. Man loves darkness, agape.
讲到日光照出来，但是人却爱黑暗，这个用的词也是爱加倍这个词。
Anyway, the point of it was, when this pronouncement is that the agape, the word was not used in contemporary Greek language during the New Testament era.
但这个要点就是说，当我们说这个爱加倍这个词在现代这个希腊文里面不被常用的话。
It was subsequently discovered that that's completely erroneous.
后来就发现这是完全是错误的一个印象。
Because a few hundred years before the New Testament was ever written,
因为在新约被写下来以前的几百年，
the Septuagint version of the Old Testament, that is the Greek translation of the Old Testament, put agape in every time the Hebrew word ahav, the word for love, was there.
在这个七十四本，他们在旧约里面每次提到爱这个词，将希伯来文的爱，他们都用的是爱加倍这个词。
And when you compare and see what the Old Testament says about love with all your soul, all your heart, all your strength.
当你看旧约讲到用你所有的你的全心，你的全身，你的全力来爱神的话。
And you read the other 200 times this word is used in the Old Testament.
你在旧约里面，你看其他的200处用到这个词。
You discover that God's love is passionate.
你就认识到神的爱是蛮有激情的。
It's aggressive.
是非常有进攻力的。
It's emotional.
非常情绪化的。
It's jealous.
非常妒忌邪的。
And the God of the New Testament as well.
在新约的神也是这样。
Is an emotional God.
他是蛮有情感的一位神。
Because some people think like love is, agape is almost like something that he gives. No, it's himself. Passionately given.
因为有些人认为爱加倍这个爱只是他给的，而不是他拥有的这样的一个情感。
God's love is very affectionate.
神的爱是非常挚爱的，炽烈的。
It's very intense.
非常强烈，
very attached.
他蛮有依恋的。
And so, we have to look at this word love and revive it from its dead condition.
所以我们必须，我们看这个词，我们把它从它将死的这样的一个光景里面，我们把它来复活起来。
Because it should be a real awakening to realize that when we say God loves us,
当我们认识到神的爱的时候，对我们是让我们能够苏醒的。
There is a frightening aspect to that.
在里面很有一点让我们震惊的一个方面。
He's passionate about your coming to glory.
因为他对你被接到荣耀里面，他是蛮有激情的。
He's very possessive of you.
他想非常的想拥有你，抓住你。
He'll make your road tough if you try to go back into the world.
如果你想回到这个世界，他会让你遇到很多的难处。
He'll deal with your soul in real tribulation in order to save your spirit.
他必须要用一些灾难来救你的灵。
The love of God is more affectionate and more jealous than we have given credit.
我们神的爱，他比我们所认为的更有激情，更忌邪。
And so, this brings me to the third reason that I wanted to share about this matter of the love of God.
这就带出来我第三条要和大家交通神的爱的原因。
Down through the history of the church, there's been a classic problem that I see is just as evident today as ever.
在教会历史上有这样的一个问题，我看见今天其实也是一样的。
Christians, they know God's love.
基督徒他们知道神的爱。
Objectively,
是客观层面上。
But not subjectively.
而不是在主观里面。
They know God's love. Why?
他们知道主的爱为什么？
Because they know as a proposition of truth that Jesus died on the cross for their sin.
因为这是他们认识的一个真理，就是耶稣在十字架上为我们舍命。
They know the love of God is historical. When Jesus died for us, he saved us.
他知道神的爱是历史上的一个事实，当耶稣为我们死了以后，他就拯救了我们。
But many of our young people who believe this proposition regarding the love of God confess that they've never felt or experienced God's love.
但是我们中间很多的年轻人，他们承认神的爱这个事实，但是他们个人从来没有感受到，没有经历到神他的爱。
Many want to.
很多人愿意。
Many need to experience this love.
很多愿意需要经历他的爱。
But they've never actually fully believed that God would love such a sinful wretch as they.
但是他们不敢相信神能够爱他们这样一个有罪的一个罪魁。
And so we see in the history of the church and its revival.
所以我们看教会历史和它的恢复。
That God has to restore the actual experience subjectively of his love.
神必须要恢复他的爱在我们的主观的里面。
Because the people know the stuff up here, but there's nothing here.
因为那些人只是在头脑里面认识到，但是在心里面并不能明白。
And so the Moravians were raised up.
所以那些摩里维亚的弟兄们他们被兴起。
And you know that they were the ones that really helped our brother John Wesley.
他们就帮助了约翰威斯里弟兄。
I don't think there can be any doubt that John Wesley was saved as he went through college and became a missionary to the United States.
我觉得约翰威斯里他上了大学，然后他成为一个传教士，没有人怀疑他已经被得救了。
But if you know the story of John Wesley, do you know what it is that they kept talking to him about on that boat that went back from the United States to England in the midst of a great storm?
但是你们知不知道这样的一个故事，当他从美国回到英国的在一个大风暴的船上，他们一直在跟他说什么呢？
According to John, as the great storm was about to throw the ship overboard, he heard the singing of hymns down in the bottom of the ship.
约翰说，当这个大风暴要把船掀翻的时候，他就听见一些弟兄们在这个船的船舱里面唱诗。
And the Moravians were down there singing, Oh, how I love you.
那些摩尔维亚的弟兄，他们就唱我们刚才唱的诗歌，哦，我何等的爱你。
And John was scared to death. He was going to die.
约翰他就快要吓死了。
And what did John Taller say to Wesley?
他就
brother, so the Moravian brother said,
那些弟兄就这样跟他说,
Don't you have assurance of your salvation?
你难道没有得救的确据吗?
You see, that's what I'm talking about.
这就是我所要说的。
Many people came to Jesus when they were 10 years old and believed that Jesus died on the cross for them to forgive their sin.
很多人他们十岁就信主，他们来到主面前，他们知道耶稣在十字架上为他们死。
But assurance of their salvation.
但是你有没有得救的确据？
You see, there's the objective side. Now it's true, if you believe, even objectively, that Jesus died on the cross for you way back there 2,000 years ago, you are a confessing Christian and hopefully saved.
客观上，在历史上，耶稣2000年前死在十字架上面。如果你承认这个事实，你既有希望，就已经得救了。But
without the assurance, that subjective experience where spirit witnesses the spirit, Abba, I am a child of God. That experience is necessary as well as the confession.
但是这个主观的这个经历，你在里面，你呼喊，你说阿巴父，这你的灵与你的灵同证，你是神的儿女，这个经历也是必须的。And
so I hear a repeating theme as I talk among Christians sometimes.
所以我和基督徒谈话的当中，我总是有这样的一个感觉。And
here's the theme.
是这样的。
I feel guilty. I don't love God enough.
我觉得有点愧疚。
I want to love God more.
我爱神不够，我愿意更多的爱他。I
want to do more for Him.
我愿意为他更多的做一些事。I
wish I could.
我希望我能。I
just can't.
但是我好像做不出来。Now
we have a problem.
我这样我们就有一个问题。What's
the problem?
问题在哪里？
We love 1 John 4:19. We love because
在约翰一书那里说我们爱。
Because he first loved us. But now, that's not just a historical objective reality. That's very true.
这不仅仅是历史上的，不仅是客观的事实，这是非常真实的。
But that's not what John's saying. He says, I'm not working on your theology.
这不是约翰所说的，我是在为着你的神学我来努力。
It's the person who's experienced the love of God that can love.
是那个能经历了神的爱的人，他们才能爱。
There's a rebound out of a reality within that enables that person to love.
在里面我们这个现实时的一个反弹，让我们能够来爱神。Indeed,
it's Christ's love going through them.
是神的爱在他们里面重现出来。
But it's not based on objective faith.
不仅仅是一个客观的一个信心而已。
Something has happened.
有一件事情已经发生了。Listen
to 1 John 4:16.
我们读约翰一书第四章十六节。
It says, or maybe it's 4:17, I'm not sure here, my notes are different. Now listen to this. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us.
我们知道，我们也信神爱我们的心。
This love is epigenosko love, experiential love. We have come to know and believe Jesus' love for us.
这是一个主观的，让我们有经历的，让我们已经能够经历我们爱神的心，我们也信。God
is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。In
this Passion Translation, this is the way it puts it,
在这个受难本一本里面，他是这样讲的：
We have come into an intimate experience with God's love, and we trust in that love He has for us. God is love. Those who are living in love are living in God, and God lives through them.
我们是在经历里面，我们进到了一个与神亲密的一个关系的里面。 神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在我们的里面。
Now before we were saved, nobody here in this room believed God was love.
我们得救以前，这里面没有人认识神是爱。
If you believed in an Almighty God,
如果你信那位全能的神，
He was a holy, a fearful God.
他是圣洁的、可畏的神。
Because there was that law within us that made us feel guilty in the presence of God.
因为我们的律里面的律法，让我们在神的面前，我们觉得愧疚。
They would feel that God. I know before I was a Christian, I felt like God was a demanding God.
在 我知道我得救以前，我觉得神是一个要求很高的神。
You know, like that earthly father, and no matter what you do, it's not good enough.
就像这个我们地上的这个父亲，不管你做什么，对他来说都是做得不好。
But of course, that's because our sin and our guilty conscience could not possibly imagine that God could really love us.
那就是我们里面的罪和我们里面这个愧疚的这个良心，让我们不能相信神他会真正的爱我们。
And so many Christians are kind of like this.
很多基督徒都是这样子。
Well, yeah, I know God loves me, even though I'm not worthy and I'm just a wretch, but I know He loves me.
我知道神爱我，但是我不配，我是一个很糟糕的人，但是神，我知道神爱我。
And I'm hoping to love Him back so that one day He'll really approve of me. I know He doesn't right now.
我也想爱他，让有一天他能够来赞赏我，但是我只知道他现在还没有不能欣赏我。
So I just got to do more.
我所以我要做更多的事情。
But how can we speak the language of logos unless we've experienced it?
但是如果我们不能经历神的道，我们怎么能够用神的道来交通呢？
You know, if you ask me to speak Mandarin, I'm lost.
如果你们让我讲国语的话，我就稀里糊涂。
You can be chattering away about the love of God in Mandarin. I couldn't understand a thing.
你们可以用国语在这里不停地讲神的爱，我一点都听不明白。
And so John said, you have to understand the language of logos to understand the language of God's love.
神约翰说，你必须要知道认识神的道，你才能理解神的爱。
Without a personal experience.Of the Logos love, we have doubts. Many times doubts. Does God really love me? Because look what I'm going through.
如果我们里面没有经历到神的话，我们就不能，我们里面就一直有怀疑，神真正的爱我吗？看我现在所经历的这些是是非非。
We secretly question, does God really love me?
我秘密的我在怀疑神到底爱不爱我。
The person who can say with John, we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us will never doubt God's love.
那些约翰说的，你来到神的面前，你认识神的话，你就永远不会怀疑他的爱。
So now, can I present to you the good news tonight?
我能不能今天把一个好消息来讲给你们？
Now I've been talking about love. Now how many of you already feel guilty?
我今天在讲爱，你们中间有多少人已经觉得很愧疚了？
Well, none of us can come up to the love of our Lord Jesus.
没有我们能够来与神耶稣的爱来相配。
But John's gospel, if we have a wide-angle lens, we can see our salvation from a whole different viewpoint.
但是借着约翰福音它的广角镜头，我们可以看见从完全一个不同的视角看我们的救恩。
The Holy Spirit's wide-angle lens in the Gospel of John tells us the story of an eternal Son of God who came down from glory to conquer and to capture people for himself.
圣灵他的广角镜头就借着约翰福音让我们看见我们神他的儿子从天降到地上来用他的爱来征服，来俘虏我们每一个人。
You know, of course, when you read John, you realize he's a very original and unique evangelist.
如果你读约翰福音，你就认识到约翰是一个非常特别非常特别的传福音的人。
He came from a he had a special position.
他有一个特别的一个地位。
His first mention is in John chapter 13, verse 23, where it says, There was reclining on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
约翰福音十三章那里就讲到有一个人靠在主的怀里是主所爱的那个门徒。
Even when Jesus went back up to glory, John was still leaning on Jesus' breast, listening to his heart of love, listening to his heart.
当耶稣升天到荣耀的里面的时候，约翰还在靠在主的心怀里面来听主耶稣对他的爱。
So we're not surprised that John uses the word agape 39 times in his gospel.
所以当约翰在约翰福音里面用到爱加倍这个词39遍，我们真是没有什么可以奇怪的。
Love is mentioned only 27 times in Matthew, Mark, and Luke together.
在马太、路加和马可福音里面只用了27次。
Agape is mentioned 39 times in 1 John.
在约翰一书里面也用到了39次。
Out of its 105 verses, and it means that one out of every four verses in 1 John is talking about agape, God's love.
约翰一书一共103节里面三分之一的地方都讲到神的爱。
And John's gospel is this, of this divine logos who came down from glory and conquered the world.With love.
约翰福音就是这样，是那个属天的神圣的道降到地上，用爱来征服了这个世界。
That was true. He speaks about the logos that came down as the language of God's love.
那是真实的，他讲到这个道是神爱的语言来到这个地上。
He came down as false, the light of the world that came down to earth and brought the earth to glory.From light to glory.
讲到神的荣耀从天降下来到这个地上，把地从带给把光带给地，然后带到荣耀的里面。
But here in John's gospel, he's speaking from an eternal point of view.
在约翰福音，他是用一个永远的视角来讲。
And he's saying that God's love came down to earth in Jesus and conquered it.
讲到神的爱在耶稣里面从天降到地上，拯救了这个世界。
He even goes all the way back to the beginning, in the beginning, just to show us that God's love created the heavens and the earth.
一直来到这个最初的这个时代，讲到在起初神的爱创造了这个世界。
And John's profound grasp of this truth.Is expressed in 1 John in two places.
约翰对这个深奥的理解在约翰一书里面有两个处显示出来。
Where he says,
他说
God is love.
他说神是爱。
Now that doesn't mean God is loving.
这里不是说神他爱。
It doesn't mean God has love.
也不是说神有爱。
It means that God is agape.
而是说到神就是爱。
His whole being.
他的所是。
True love and God are synonymous.
真正的爱和神是同义词。
So we would have to say that agape in reference to God means true love.
所以当爱加倍用到神的身上就讲到是真正的爱。
It's not an attribute of God, it's God.
不是神的一个性质，而就是神。
Everything that expresses love in some sense is related to God.
任何能够表达爱的都是跟神有关的。
Now you see immediately, I mean the world's definition of love is completely erroneous.
你马上就认识到世人的爱的定义是错误的。
Totally selfish. I want, I love because I want. I give me, give me, give me love.
完全是自私的。我需要，我爱，所以要给我，给我。
But this true agape that is God Himself, came down in Jesus Christ.
但是神爱加倍，他就从耶稣他自己身上来降下来。
And so we have this wonderful verse in John 1 verse 4, chapter 1 verse 14.
所以我们就在约翰一书一章十四节，这里有一节非常奇妙的圣经。
So God sent His Logos down to become flesh, in order that we may see what love looks like.
所以神就差遣道成了肉身，让我们看见爱是什么。
The word became flesh, dwelt among us. We saw his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Now just with that verse alone, and throw in John 3:16 as well, for God so loved the world.
那节圣经你再加上约翰福音的三章十六节，神爱世人。
And let me ask you a question.
我问你问一个问题。
Why would God ever send his son to die unless his love for you was totally engaged, passionate, and self-giving?
如果神的爱他不是完全这样蛮有激情，而且是完全舍己的，他为什么要差遣他的儿子降下来呢？
He didn't throw some stuff at you called love. He threw himself at you.
他不是把一样东西扔给你说这就是爱，而是他把他的自己来舍了给我们。
The Logos tabernacled in human flesh.
道成了肉身。
This is inexplicable.Unless it's explained by John 3:16.
这没有办法解释，除非用约翰三章十六节。
Why would God do that?
神为什么要这样做？
How passionate is his love?
他的爱是何等的满了激情？
How big do you write the S-O in English when you say, for God so loved the world?
你要把这个神如此爱世人这个词，你要如何的把它能够强调出来？
When God's love came down to earth through Jesus, you see, how do you define love if it's God?
当神在耶稣的身上，他的爱降到地上，我们怎么样来为他下一个定义？
But John bore witness and said, yes, we saw the love of God. It was in two forms, grace and truth.
但是约翰在这里做见证，他说我看见了这个爱的两个形状，一个是恩典，一个是真理。
How do we understand love?
我们怎么样明白真爱？
And so Jesus came down full of grace.
所以耶稣蛮有恩典的降到地上。
So he forgave sinners.
他赦免罪人。
He received sinners.
他也接待罪人。
And he demonstrated his great agape for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死，神爱从此就向我们显明了。
He came down, sweeping down.
他就这样，咕啦一下就降在地上。
How did he offer grace?
你怎么样讲他的恩典？
In John 4, we see grace is offering a sinful woman.Living waters, if she would only ask.
我们看见在约翰福音第四章，当一个有罪的妇人她求的时候，主就把活水给她。
In John chapter 5, what is grace?
在约翰第五章，恩典是什么？
It's saying to a man who's been crippled 38 years, arise, get up and walk.
一个瘫了三十八年的主对他说：“起来，站起来，行走。”
John chapter 8, what is grace?
第八章怎么样讲到恩典？
Telling an adulterous, sinful woman, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
说一个行淫的妇人，主对他说：“我也不定你的罪，你走吧，不要再犯罪了。”
Oh, we can understand grace when it comes like that.
当我们看见这样的情景，我们就认识恩典。
Now we can't understand God's light. It is unrefracted. It's just light. But if it comes down in the form of truth, this also is an expression of His love.
当我们能看见神的爱，他来到地上像真理一样，我们也能看见他爱的这样的一个表现。
I've never seen in my lifetime an age where people are more hungry to know the truth.
我在我的一生里面，从来没有今天。看见人对这个真理是这样的渴慕。
And some people are saying there is no truth. It's your truth or my truth. No, people are hungry enough. I want to know really what's the truth.
有人说没有真理，你这是你有你的真理，我有我的真理。但是我们真的是饥渴，我们希望知道真理是什么。
You know, when you love somebody, you want them to tell you the truth.
当你爱一个人的时候，你希望他向你总是讲实话。
Boy, I guess Jeffrey must have really loved Brother Kong or Brother Lance by saying, "Tell me, what do I need to hear?"
像 Jeffrey 今天下午讲，他实在是爱兰佩德弟兄和江弟兄，他问他们，告诉我，你想听什么
？But don't you want to know the truth about yourself?
但是你自己不想认识对于你自己的事实吗
？Lord, where am I at really?
你说主啊，我现在处在一个什么的地步
？Lord, what's wrong? What's right? What's going on?
什么是错的？什么是对的？到底现在在发生了什么
？I mean, you know, if you have cancer.
如果你得了癌症
you want your family to tell you the truth.
你愿意你的家人跟你讲实话
Don't give me a lot of baloney.
你不要跟我讲这么些乱七八糟的
I want to know the truth.
我希望你跟我讲实话
If you're asking for somebody's advice, you want them to tell you the truth.
如果你问一些人的意见的话你希望他们跟你讲实话
If somebody says, honey, I love you, you want to know the truth.
有人说、亲爱的我爱你你愿意知道他的心里面的话
What is truth?
实话是什么？真理是什么
？Truth was in John chapter 3.
真理是在约翰福音第三章里面。
Nicodemus came to Jesus wanting to gain some theology.
尼哥底母来到耶稣面前，他想学一些神学。
Jesus said, "Can I tell you the truth, Nick?"
耶稣说，尼克，我跟你讲一个、实话。
Our religious discussion is getting nowhere unless you're born again. That's what you really need.
我们这样讲一些属灵的宗教性的东西是没有什么意义的，除非你重生得救。
That's how Nicodemus got saved.
这就是尼哥底母得救的原因。
Somebody told that Pharisee the truth.
有一个人向这个法利赛人讲了这个真理。
And he was hungry for truth.
他也饥渴，渴望知道认识真理。
Or that man born blind in John chapter 9.
在约翰福音第九章有一个生来瞎眼的人。
And the disciples are arguing. Now, whose sin is it that made him blind? His sin or his parents' sin?
那些门徒们在争论到底是谁的罪让他眼瞎了，是他的罪呢，还是他家里的人的罪？
Jesus said, "You know what the truth is? This blindness is for the glory of God." And he washed the guy's eyes. He came back seeing. He says, "Once I was blind, but now I see. Now that's the truth."
耶稣说。这个人瞎眼是为了让神的荣耀显出来说你去起就可以看见了这个人回来说我以前是瞎眼的现在我看见了
Now when you take the gospel of John as a whole and I'm just trying to look at it in a large kind of overview tonight
当你看约翰福音从它的全面来看我们从这个大的 图像全体来看的话
You see in John's gospel the emphasis and the angle is quite different from the three synoptic gospels
你看见这个约翰福音它的这个视角和其他的这个三本的这个 互相映衬的圣经它是不一样的
Now you know as I said about Matthew in those three gospels we get the truth about the need to repent and believe
我们看见在其他的就像在马太福音 那些圣、福音书里面讲到要悔改要
to deny self
要舍己
to suffer violence for the sake of the kingdom
要为这个神的国要暴力的进入
It's a matter of free will. It's a matter of your choice.
是出于我们的完全的自由的意志是我们的选择
Now all of these things are very true.
所有的这些东西都是真实的
And from earth and man's side, that's the gospel.
从地上从人的这个角度来说这就是福音
That kingdom gospel is true.
那个天国的福音是真实的。
But without John's balance, Christians are left feeling on the outside looking in.
但是如果没有约翰福音的这个平衡的话，基督徒就只能从外往里面看。
I'm seeking to get inside.
我们在寻求进到里面。
But I'm on probation, and I'm so needy, and I'm so sinful. I'm so hungry and thirsty like a deer panting, but I don't know, can I get in?
但是我们还在试验期，我们是这么样的有罪，我们像鹿来羡慕溪水，我想进去，但是我们又进去不了。
So how does John balance this wonderful kingdom gospel?
约翰他怎么用他来平衡这个天国的福音呢？
He comes to us with that eternal point of view.
是从一个永远的一个视角。
This good news of victorious overcoming love.
这是一个 战胜的一个爱的一个好消息。
That's the good news.
这就是福音。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
All men.
所有的人。
God demonstrated His love for us.
神向我们显明他的爱。
He came into the world to give us life and that more abundantly.
他给我们生命，让我们生命活得更丰富。
So when you read the Gospel of John, it's different from the Synoptics in this way.
当你读约翰福音，他和那个对观的这个福音书是这样有区别的。
Do you see John's Gospel demanding repentance?
你有没有在约翰福音里面看要你悔改
？Demanding a cross?
要你背十字架
？Talking about suffering and violence?
让你要暴力付出
？Now these things are mentioned as a side, but they're not the emphasis.
他们在侧面的提到，但不是他的重点。
Because from the eternal point of view.
因为从永远的这个视角
Jesus' love is the greatest force that can overwhelm and overcome anything.
耶稣他的爱是那个最大的力量，能够来战胜，也能够来充满我们的一切。
From His glory, He swept down into time.
从他的荣耀里面，他就忽然的降下。
And as He swept down into time, everyone He talked to.Got saved.
当他忽然的降临，每个人他交谈过的都得救了。
Because his love is a conquering love.
因为他的爱是一个征服的爱。
Who can resist?
有谁能够抗拒？
Can you resist?
你能抗拒吗？
His love comes and he speaks personally.
他的爱降临和我们每一个人个人的对话。
Have you noticed?
你有没有注意到？
Unlike the other three Gospels, the Gospel of John is about one interview.Two interviews, three, 14 interviews leading to salvation.
不像其他的福音书，在约翰福音里面，它有一个面试，两个面试，有14个面试的交谈，然后那些人就得救了。
The Logos, Jesus, the love of God, captured everyone he spoke to.
道就是耶稣，就是神的爱，他与每一个人交谈的时候都。捕获了他们。
It was very, very personal.
非常的个人化。
The emphasis is upon the power of His love, just in His words to capture and save.
重点就是在他的爱的上面，他的话的能力来俘虏，来拯救。
The point is, in John we meet God's love personally.
关键是我们在约翰福音里面，我们与神的爱，我们相遇。
He sends His Son Jesus from heaven, who sweeps into your life and captures you, makes you a disciple, and brings you to glory.
神他的道从天突然降到我们的生命的里面，俘虏了我们，拯救了我们，并且把我们带到荣耀里面。
Now, if your name's in the Gospel of John, you don't have a chance.
你如果你的名字在约翰福音里面，你就没有机会。
You're caught. You're captured.
你就会被抓住，被他俘虏了。
His love has lassoed you.
他的爱就像一个套索。
And why can John present this picture?
约翰他为什么能够来给我们看出这样一幅图画？
Because Jesus walked in a predestined pathway of love's victory.
因为耶稣走了那个爱。得胜的这一个预定的一条路。
Jesus' interviews in John were not haphazard, but all divine appointments leading to salvation.
耶稣在约翰福音里面与每个人的对话都是预先已经预定带来救恩的安排。
And so he comes sweeping down. Somebody looks at him, whew, I see the glory of God and grace and truth. They get saved.
忽然他的神的爱降临在世间，当人看见神的爱的时候，他们就得救了。
But did you notice?
你有没有注意到
All the interviews, personal, face to face.
这些所有的交谈都是面对面。
That's the way Jesus saves.
这就是耶稣他救的方式。
So, what can you say if you're John the Baptist who's been waiting?For the Messiah, and he's been preaching on the coming of the kingdom.
如果你是施洗约翰，你在那里等候神的国降临，你 你是见了耶稣你要怎么说
And into JB's life comes this man Jesus.
在施洗约翰的生命里面耶稣来了
John baptizes Jesus. Jesus comes out of the water. The Holy Spirit comes down. And John says, this is the guy. This is the guy.
施洗约翰就为主耶稣施浸当主耶稣从水里出来的时候圣灵从天而降降在耶稣的身上施洗约翰就说这就是那一位这就是那一位
I'm going to say it took John all of 10 seconds to be totally captured by the Lamb of God
约翰只是在十秒以内就被神的羔羊俘虏了
What could you say to Andrew and John
你像安德烈和 约翰你怎么说
After Jesus' baptism, they followed him, and Jesus turned, and they said, "Where are you staying?" He says, "Come and see."
当耶稣受浸以后，他们就跟随耶稣。耶稣转过来问他们：“你们要到哪里去？”他们说：“主啊，你到哪里去？”主说：“你来看。”他们就得救了。
And Jesus had a little fellowship with Andrew and John, like our brother was sharing today. He had with our brother Lance.
我们的主和安德烈和约翰有一点的交通，就像我们弟兄下午交通，他和兰培德弟兄的一点交通。
And then Andrew and John go bolting out of that place, searching for their brothers to tell them that they found the Messiah.
然后安德烈和约翰就从那个地方冲出去，然后去找他们的弟兄，然后告诉他们他们遇见弥赛亚。
And what are you going to do for Peter?
你像彼得怎么做
？How could Peter resist?
彼得如何的抗拒
？He says, "Hey, Simon."I'm changing your name to Rocky.
他说，西门彼得，我要把你的名字改成彼得。
Peter was captured.
彼得就被俘虏了。
Or how about Nathaniel we heard about today, this morning?
我们今天听到的拿但业，他是怎么样
？Sitting under that tree.
他在那个树下站着。
Jesus, I see you.
耶稣说，我看见你了。
And you are a true Israelite.
你是一个真的犹太人。
Nathaniel said, "How'd you know?"
他说，
You must be the Son of God. How could you know that?"
他说，你一定是神的儿子，要不然你怎么会知道
？Jesus said, "Stick with me, and you'll see the heavens opened and angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." You think Nathaniel wasn't captured?
耶稣说，你来跟随我，你就看见天的。天开了，有人子从梯子上上去下来，你觉得拿但业能不被俘虏吗
？Listen, the problem is when we read the Gospel of John, we can't actually hear the tone of voice and see the love in Jesus' eyes when he spoke to his interviewees.
问题是我们读约翰福音的时候，我们不能亲身看见耶稣他讲话的时候，他眼里面发出的这个爱的这个亮光。
Listen, in chapter 3, there was more non-verbal stuff going on between Nicodemus and Jesus than we'll ever know.
在约翰三章那里，在主和尼科底母之间有很多不是言语所能表达的，我们可能永远也知道不了。
But as Nicodemus walked away from that interview, he walked away caught, saved.
但是当尼克迪姆从那个会谈离开的时候，他已经得救了，而且被俘虏了。
How about that nasty Samaritan woman in chapter 4?
那个很恶劣的那个撒玛利亚妇人在第四章，她怎么样
？Oh, you know, I can give you springs of living water, and you'll never thirst again.
说我要把生命的活水赐给你，你去喝了就永远不会渴。
Now, wouldn't you know he happened to say that just by chance to the thirstiest woman in the village?
你难道不知道他是向那个村庄里面最饥渴的那个妇人说的吗
？You see, Jesus knows what we need. That's why when he comes by, he catches us.
所以耶稣他知道我们所需要的，当他来的时候，他就俘获我们。
Or that lame man in chapter 5, and he's been sitting there 38 years trying to get into the pool when the angels stirred the waters.
那里有一个他已经瘫了38年的那个人，等了38年，等天使来搅这个池里的水的时候，他就想跳进去。
Now, Jesus was not condemning the man when he says, "Now, do you want to be healed?"
耶稣说你要得救吗？他说的时候并不是为了责备他。
So Jesus said, "Okay, take up your bed and go home.
主说，你要把你的这个垫子拿起来，你回家吧。
The lame man was caught. The next day, he was in the temple when Jesus found him in that temple. First time in 38 years he'd ever been that he ever went to church.
那个摊子，他第二天他来到这个圣殿里面，这是他38年第一次去圣殿去教会。
We've mentioned already the woman caught in adultery.
我们也提到那个行淫的妇人。
That was an easy capture.
那个很容易就把他俘获。
The man born blind.Heard, I am the light of the world.
那个眼瞎的人，他听说我是世上的光。
Mary, who anointed Jesus' feet and was commended for preparing him for burial.
玛利亚，她用油膏了主的脚，主就称赞她说：“你是为我的埋葬来膏我的。”
Now think about it. The Gospel of Matthew is a series of personal interviews that lead to salvation and discipleship.
在约翰福音里面是一个系列一个系列的会谈，然后就给每一个人带来他们的拯救。
I mean, even after his resurrection, he's got to have a little talk with Thomas, doesn't he?
当他复活以后，他和多马还有一个小的交谈。
I won't believe unless I see his feet and his hands.
多马说，我绝对不相信，除非我看见他的手和他的脚。
Jesus said, "Here you go."
耶稣说，你看吧。
Thomas said, "My Lord, my God."
多马就说，我的主，我的神。
It almost seems as if the gospel comes to its climax at the very end.
这里就看见这个福音在最后来到他的一个最的高潮。
After person has been captured and saved by the power of God's love,
一个人一个人的他们就被神他的爱来俘虏，被他的爱来拯救。
And maybe we'll find the next time I speak that the greatest matter and issue for a Christian is this: Do you love me?
也许我们要下一次要说的一个最重要最关键的一个问题就是你爱不爱
Skipping over Peter's denial, even betrayal.
我们可以跳过彼得他的否认主和他的背叛。
Jesus asked Peter three times, right? Do you love me?
主就问了彼得三次，你爱不爱我？
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
He'd already proven his love.
他已经证明了他的爱。
And I think that the greatest question and perhaps the greatest sin in our lives is that we can't answer that question.
我觉得我们最大的问题或者我们最大的罪就是我们对这个问题我们没有答案。
I'm talking about when you're looking into Jesus' eyes.
我说，当你如果真的要面对面，你看耶稣的眼睛的时候
，You know the story. Jesus said, "Do you agape me?" And Peter said, "Well, you know, I'm a friend."
你知道耶稣问他，你爱我吗？彼得一直说，我是你的朋友。
No. I said, "Do you agape me?" And Peter said, "Well, you know, I'm your best friend."
耶稣说，你到底爱不爱我？彼得说，我是你最好的朋友。
Jesus said, "Well, will you be my best friend?"
耶稣就说你要不要做我最好的朋友
And Jesus was so loving, he was willing to step down to the level Peter could answer.
耶稣那样的爱彼得，他愿意降一个层级让彼得能够回答他。
But you better believe when Peter wrote his letters, he wrote the word agape when he spoke about his love for Jesus.
你必须要相信当彼得写他的彼得书信的时候他讲到他爱耶稣是真正的爱加倍的爱。
So the Logos is God's language to meet every searching person in life.
所以神的道是每一个寻求他们生命里寻求他的这的语言。
When they need living water,
当他们需要活水的时候
When they need the bread of life,
当他们需要生命的饼
When they're groping for the light of truth,
当他们来摸索真理的亮光
When they've lost their way and need a shepherd,
当他们在这个世上的时候需要一个牧羊者
What did Jesus do?
耶稣做什么
He came and said, I am.
耶稣说我是
You fill in the blank.
你来做在这里填空。
What do you need? Light, water, truth, bread, shepherding?
你需要什么？你需要光，需要水，需要真理，需要饼，你需要还是需要牧养？
I am.
我是。
Each step Jesus took on earth was part of a foreordained plan.
耶稣在地上的每一步都是预定的计划。
And Jesus kept everyone that the Father gave him.
耶稣也保守了所有那些父赐给他的。
In John 17:12, he says, Now while I was on earth, I kept them in your name, which you have given me, and I guarded them that not one of them have been lost except the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. So there was an exception there.
在约翰十七章那里主说父啊你赐给我的我一个也没有失落只有除了那个可怒之子这他要必须在这里有一个例外。
Now my point tonight is very simple.
所以我今天晚上的信息很简单。
You and I, by the grace of God, were in that long line of personal interviews with Jesus.
我们都是与主要面试的一个长队伍的一位。
He knows each one of us.
他认识我们每一个人。
And didn't he? He knew just what we needed.
是不是他知道我们所有人的需要？
Whether you were 35 or 8 years old, he knew just what you needed.
你不管35岁还是8岁，他你所需要的一切他都知道。
So how did God's love meet you?
神的爱如何的遇见你？
Was it just an objective acknowledgement of his salvation?
是不是他的救恩的客观的事实？
Or has Jesus swooped down and entered your heart?
还是耶稣从天降下进到你的心里？
Now I want to talk about next time how Jesus makes that transition and enables us to experience His love.
下次我们要讲到耶稣如何在我们里面做这样的一个转换，让我们能够经历这个爱。
But just a few footnotes on some of the problems that may stand in our way from experiencing this agape love.
我们只是在这里做一些那些阻挡我们能够经历这个爱加倍爱的一点注脚。
How many of the brothers and sisters that you know, when you think about it honestly, feel like they're outsiders looking in?
如果你诚实的想一想，你知道认识多少的弟兄姊妹，他们好像从外面向里面看。
Now, when we come together on Sunday, we break bread, we sing the greatest songs of love. You can understand.
当我们主日我们一起来擘饼，我们唱你能够明白的最伟大的这些诗歌的时候。
But there are reasons why people have a hard time experiencing God's love.
但是有些人他们比较难经历神的爱，他是有原因的。
And the first reason I would give is that there is this leprosy that Christians have. An inner disease of leprosy with outer signs.
第一个原因就是我觉得基督徒可能 得了像大麻风这样的一个病，这是他们里面的一个病，但是在外面其实也是有表现的。
There are times when Jesus comes close, but we cry out, Unclean, unclean.
有时候当耶稣接近我们的时候，我们却在那里呼喊说啊，不洁净了，不洁净了。
The inner sin is pride.
我们里面的这个罪就是我们的骄傲。
Its outer form is self-condemnation.
它外在的表现就是我们自己自我的谴责。
Self-loathing.
我们自我的恨恶。
Self-criticism.
我们自己批评自己。
Self-exile.
我们自己把自己放逐。
There are times when God comes so close, but you back away because you know you're too sinful. He could not, you can't possibly allow him to love you.
当神接近你的时候，你退后了，因为你觉得你自己是那样的有罪，你不能让他来靠近你。
In our lives as sinners, the enemy, Satan, has brainwashed us.
当我们做罪人的这个生活的里面，这个我们的仇敌就为我们洗脑了。
We've learned that we're not good enough.
我们觉得我们不够好。
And the world has told us we're not good enough.
世界也告诉我们我们不够好。
Maybe our parents told us we're not good enough.
也许我们的父母告诉我们不够好。
Then our teachers told us we're not good enough.
我们老师告诉我们不够好。
And then our bank account tells us we're not good enough.
我们银行的账户告诉我们不够好。
And so, what do we do?
所以我们怎么办？
We strive like a Pharisee to try to get accepted by God.
我们就像一个法利赛人一样，我们试图让神让来接受我们。
I am going to work until God loves me.
我要一直不停的工作，直到神爱我。
But it comes, the experience of God's undying love comes when we're crucified with Christ and give up.
但是当我们放弃的时候，我们与基督同钉十字架的时候，神的爱就降临在我们的身上。
Sometimes it's not that. Sometimes there's another reason we're outsiders looking in.
有时候原因不是这样的，是有另外的原因，让我们像局外者往里面看。
And John specifically addresses this problem in 1 John.
约翰特别在约翰一书里面，他是提了这个问题。
It's because we feel like our conscience, in our conscience, we have the baby fear of an outsider looking at God.
他说在我们那个下意识的里面，我们像一个小孩子一样，我们局外人往里面看的时候，我们有这样的一个惧怕的心理。
You know, we feel like God is awful, awful, A-W-E-ful, and powerful and holy, and we fear him.
我们觉得神是大而可畏的，我们要必须要敬畏，要害怕他。
And John says, some of youHave this fear of judgment in your life.
约翰说，你们中间有些人在你们的生命里面，你们惧怕审判。
Because you look at Jesus and you fear he's going to judge you when he comes.
因为你看耶稣，你怕他来的时候会审判你。
Now, how does John respond to this?
约翰是怎么样回应这样的一个光景？
Well, you know the verses well in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16.
你非常熟悉这节圣经，就是在约翰一书四章十六节。
It says, "Now we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us." God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
他说：“神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信。神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。”
By this love is perfected with us.So that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world.
这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears punishment is not perfected in love. We love.Because he first loved us.
爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚。惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Right? Now there's two kinds of fear of the Lord, isn't there?
有两种来敬畏主的原因。
There's the baby kind of fear where we're afraid of him because he's so awful, awful and powerful.
有像孩子一样，我们怕他，因为他是那么样的大而可畏，而且他是那大有能力。
But then there's the adult, grown-up fear of the Lord.
也有些成年人，他们来惧怕神。
And where we don't want to do something that will cause him to be displeased.
因为我们不愿意做一些事情让他不喜悦。
We realize that he loves us.
我们认识到他爱我们。
But we can grieve him.
但是我们也让他担忧。
And we fear if we do something, we may grieve him.
我们担心我们做什么事情，我们就让他担忧。
So this is a possible reason why we don't experience the love of God.
这就是我们不再能经历神的爱的一个可能的原因。
But the last one I'm going to save till next time.
最后一点我可能留到下一次再讲。
Because indeed it has to do with John chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17.
这里因为是与约翰福音十三章、十四章、十五、十六章有关。
Where Jesus tells his disciples how he's going to bring them from the outside to the inside.
那里耶稣告诉他们怎么样从局外把他们带到局中。
Now, we end our message.
我们今天我们就停信息就停在这里。
I assume that almost everybody here truly has believed that Jesus is their Savior.
我相信我们我猜测我们中间绝大多数的人他们都相信耶稣是他们的救主。
But there is a catching experience of the love of God.
但是有你要被经历神的爱来抓住这样的一个事情。
And such experiences are transformative in our lives.
这个经历在我们的生命里面是可以让我们更新变化的。
I pray that every young person here who knows they're saved since they were 12 years old.
我祈求每一个年轻人他们12岁以后就得救了的。
Can be caught by that love that will not let us go.
他们会被那个抓住不放过我们的爱来俘虏。
Now that's an experience.
这就是我们的一个经历。
If we're saved, we're saved, and then we could just walk into the world and not experience the love of God.
如果我们说我们已经得救了，但是我们走在这个世上，我们不能够来经历神的爱。
Then I don't know what's the value of objectively knowing it without the reality of it in our lives.
我不知道这里面有什么价值。如果我们只是客观的认识它，但是我们在我们的生活里面，我们不能有经历。
I think we need to know the reality.
我认为我们必须知道这个实际。
There is only one way into that reality.
只有进到这个实际，只有一条路。
And that's what we'll look at next time.The Spirit of the Living God.
就是我们下一次要看的这个永生神的灵。
He is our entrance into the reality of the love of God.
他是我们能够进到神的爱的实际的那个门。
Now, Lord, we have talked about this wonderful sweeping down into history, foreordained salvations as Jesus personally interviewed us.
我们已经讲到我们的主从天忽然的降下，然后与他相遇的每一个人都个人的来与他们交谈，然后给他们带来这样的救恩。
We know that one day there's a chapter in John where Jesus came to our life.
我们知道在约翰福音里面有一章，耶稣也进到我们的生活。
And he captured us.
他也抓住我们。
Where else can we go?
我们还到哪里去呢？
You alone have the words of life that we need.
因为只有你才有永生的道。
Lord, may this be a reality in our lives, both objectively by the belief in the Word of God, and by subjectively by the Holy Spirit's witness within.
愿意这成为，因为我们信神的道，成为我们客观的真理，也因着圣灵他在我们里面，让我们成为我们主观的经历。
As we come to the end of this year, this world which is passing away, we want the full, true, real experience of our salvation.
当我们来到这个世界，这个年的末了和这个世界的末了，愿意这个成为我们唯一的一个真实的、一个实在的一个经历和实际。
We've often considered the deep, deep love of Jesus.
我们已经思想了耶稣的深切、深切的爱。
But we don't want it to be so deep that we can't experience.
我们不愿意它深到一个地步，让我们摸不到。
Help us, Lord.
主帮助我们。
Touch our hearts again with love.
用你的爱再一次摸着我们的心。
Where hearts have grown cold.
在当我们的心已经冷却的时候。
Come again as you came to Peter and said, "Now, do you love me?"
你再来到我们中间，像你像彼得那样说的，你爱我吗？
Help us, Lord, all to be.On this joyful, victorious ground.
帮助我们在这样一个喜乐的一个得胜的一个地步。
God is love has captured me through Jesus Christ.
神是爱，他通过耶稣基督也俘虏了我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.